Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always good to be with you, and it's a good thing you're seeing me in this this medium here. I did an interview the other day, actually late last night, with Doug Thornton, and it looks like I got in a fight with 10 liberals and won, but I got bruised. So, but I lost the fight with the eye surgeon, so to speak. So, but I'm doing better, and thank all of you, you know, over on YouTube that had to see me as well with that patch on the first day. I only have to wear that at night now when I go to bed. And some of your jokes were funny. Thank you. I appreciated the humor, and I could use the laugh. But yeah, doing well here and bouncing back. And we have Bob Griswold with us, and my, are we going to be in for an I told you so. And I'm not scolding my audience. You guys are fantastic. If the country was awake like my audience, these Satan servers would not be taking over our country right now. And I really mean that sincerely. You guys are absolutely incredible, and I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm honored that you come to my show as often as many of you do, and your comments are always valued. You give me show ideas and suggest guests, and I appreciate that too. Anyway, before we join our friend Bob Griswold, we are going to let you know that as you hear this show, you're going to run out and buy as much storable food as you can get, and here's the good news. MPS, My Patriot Supply, has not raised prices, and they still have a sale. And that's all at preparewithdave.com. You can go and look at that, preparewithdave.com. Listen to me very, very carefully. They're doing a great job. They didn't sell out to the government like so many of these people did in storable food. They're not raising prices to profiteer or as a last-minute sale, because they know, and I know, the days of sending anything, the shipping industry, will soon be coming to a complete stop. And that's our belief. And when you hear this show, you're going to understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. And I've been saying it for how long now? I said, I don't know the hour of the day. It's like the return of Jesus. I don't know the hour of the day, but I know we're in the season. So please get your storable food, okay? Because can you depend on Pelosi and Schumer, Biden, Christopher Ray, and that clown show? Do you think that they're going to feed you? Do you think Strzok will be in the food line serving you soup? Come on, folks, really, you're on your own. So preparewithdave.com. Also, I'm a little angry because I'm so uncomfortable for my surgery. We have all of the Mike Lindell. We have it all, the sheets, the bathrobes, the pillow casings, the slippers. I don't get to take advantage of any of this now because I get to sit sleeping in a chair, sitting up in a chair for the next several weeks. So I don't get to enjoy my pillow, but you can. MyPillow.com/Hodges. Mike Lindell's people likes what we do so well that they called and said, we're going to give your audience a special, special deal. Thank you. And I do. I so respect Mike. He's a Christian. He hurt his business by taking the stand he did against voter fraud. I have the utmost respect for him. And they brought you guys a great deal. 2-for-1, sometimes even better. 50% off, sometimes even better. And all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, and you're going to see everything there, and use Hodges as the coupon code, and you're going to get these great savings. And that's all a gift for our audience, for Mike. You know, I've always been a fan of Mike. Now I'm saying thank you on behalf of my audience. And then one last thing. Noble Gold, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any kind of nest egg to protect, 62% of you do, and that's before the 87,000 IRS agents come beating down your door, armed, of course. You really need to get out of the system as much as you can and diversify. With digital on the horizon, and now we can see a clear time it's coming, you really need to get out of the system, and Noble Gold is the best at doing this. They're the best. I've been a client of Noble Gold's for 4 years. We tweak occasionally. We're going to take another look next week and see, is there anything I need to shore up, any adjustments I need to make? Because if you're in the system's going to swallow you up. So go to Noble Gold, and I want you to call them 877 646-5347, 877-646-5347. Those are the sponsors for today's show. Proud, pleased to have each one of them. And this is a very disturbing report. And I'm going to say this because I know where Bob is going to go with this, because I've been doing my one-eyed reading on this very topic. So I have a pretty good idea what Bob's going to say. And I'm warning you, you don't want your kids to hear this. And I'm even talking about young adults. Let's fight the battle for them. Let's win our country back for them. Let's not drag them down. Let's let them plan for their lives as normal, with the hopes that we can provide for them a future that, honestly, the country has neglected to provide. The baby boomers have dropped the ball, and it's up to people like you and me to pick that ball back up and finish the job. Bob, welcome to the show. We have Bob Griswold with us from readymaderesources.com. He also has a vast array of life educating experiences, shall we say, in what he's going to talk about today. So, Bob, I know this is a grim report, and but I do appreciate you coming on and being willing to share it. You know you're going to go further on the list with the government with this report.
I think I'm pretty far up the chain. You know,
I think you are, too.
But, you know, Dave, my life is hid in God because of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know, I have to look at it in the eternal. It said Abraham was seeking a kingdom whose builder and maker was God. And it went on to say that if he had doubts about that, I'm paraphrasing it, that he wouldn't have pursued the course that he pursued. But he had a focus that was the kingdom of God. In the book, The Pilgrim's Progress, the main character, Christian, you know, his goal was to reach the celestial city, and there were all kinds of diversions along the way, but his goal was to reach the celestial city. You know, this world is going to have, you know, adversity to it. We're going to face adversity. There are ways we can mitigate that adversity. You know, I remember when Donald Trump said, you know, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you.
Yes.
Now, you know, and I just looked at that. Look, Giuliani, Bannon, you know, Elliot, Brady, Michael Flynn, Ricky Gates, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, and now they've hired 87,000 people to come after you. So this is an attack on the American people. My question, Dave, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, it talks about a long train of abuses. Is 87,000 a long train of abuses?
Yeah,
that's what we're going to be seeing, is a long train of this abuse that these people are going to just absolutely traumatize.
Do you want to give some specifics about what they're being trained to do? I'm sure you know that.
Shoot you and steal what you have. I mean,
break down the door of your house. They're being trained to do that right now.
I know. And I was watching the training video, and I mean, it was a joke, because not only are the agents sweeping each other's backs with their firearms, okay, so, you know, I mean, if I'm training with somebody, they sweep my back with their firearm, you know, that's very, very bad firearm discipline. Never point your gun at anything you don't want to shoot. So they're sweeping each other with their guns. One guy actually has his thumb up over the slide. I want to see him shoot that gun. I really do, Dave. I want to see him shoot that gun with his finger up over the slide, because I'm just going to see what happens to his thumb when that, you know, 9mm kicks back and rips his thumb up. You know, it's just like it really was. I think they're hiring the really bottom of the barrel, you know, lowbrow thinkers, because, you know, that they can be trained to do anything they're told. You know, oh, go kill people, sure, go kill them, yeah. You know, really lowbrow people. I don't think they want thinkers. You know, Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist of the Civil War era, once said that an educated mind is totally unfit for slavery. And they know that. And so this is what we see in our public school. You know, my penis. That's what they're taught. I know it's a family program, but that's you know.
Well, that's what's happening to our kids, and people need to know this. Yeah.
You know, it's not about, you know, I saw a joke today. You know, it was a thing, you know, Schrodinger's cat. And, you know, if you know anything about physics, you know Schrodinger's cat. And it was a little meme saying, "I survived," and he had this mean look on his face. You know, but the kids aren't being taught that anymore. They're not being taught, you know, what does E equals MC squared mean? How do you what the energy transfer to matter is? A matter transfer to energy. They're not being taught that. They're not being taught practical skills such as gardening or, you know, that. They're not being taught English literature. They're not being taught how to construct a sentence. Where are the periods, commas, exclamation points, colons, semicolons? What does indentation mean? That's not being taught to your children. You know, obviously, history's not being taught. Well, the history of the Marxist benefits of being a Marxist are being taught. Your children are being groomed to be, you know, pedophiles. They're being taught to hate your family, hate you. Parenting is bad. The whole social structure we have now is patriarchal. It's evil. You know, Dave, the attack is so in your face now. It's no longer a conspiracy. I remember all these people conspiracy. You know, there's a conspiracy in the school system to use it for pedophiles. Oh my gosh, you got to be kidding. You know, there's a conspiracy to have the Federal Reserve, you know, take our money. You know, again, in the conspiracy. It just, you could name it at time after time after time. That now the conspiracies that people used to mock are now right in your face. They're there. They're being shoved down your throat. And if you object to it at all, you're a terrorist. This is why, you know, I think, you know, there's a chance. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but a chance that, you know, when Trump's up on stage one time speaking to his multi thousands of people there, that, you know, law enforcement's going to come after him. A very public arrest, which is going to put, I don't know if they've already worked it out with Secret Service, but Trump has a Secret Service detail that's sworn to protect him. I don't know what they do at that point. There's conflict between two agencies there. Like I said, they might have already worked it out. But, I mean, nothing could be more caustic or a possibility for an explosive reaction than to do this in front of 15, 20,000 of his fans.
It's...
And you have 30 FBI guys or so come try to arrest him, surrounded by, you know, thousands and thousands of people. It has the potential, which I think they might want, for it to go south, and then that way they get the label. Look, it's just an extension of January 6th. Look at all these people. This is a terrorist group. You know, MAGMA, ISIS, they're the same, and they're already saying that. In fact, some people are saying MAGMA's worse than ISIS. MAGA.
Yeah, MAGA. Bob, you know, I want to interject this here with Trump. Doug Thornton, who I know that you know well, ex-DHS, ex-Marine, he and I both are the belief, and the signs are all there, that if they can't negate Trump by indicting and convicting, they are going to kill him.
Yeah, a mass casualty event. They'll use it as, you know, some type of
that's
mass
one,
casualty
that's one.
Event.
Or they could use a public execution like JFK to warn everybody else.
But still, it would have the same result because nobody would believe it. None of the 81 million people who support Donald Trump would believe that it was, you know, a lone Oswald shooter. They would know at this point that, you know, it was planned, contrived. You know, the pipe bomb, you know, that whole thing about the pipe bomb, it's all come unwound. Everybody knows it was not real. It was contrived. And so we just see that this whole thing is unwinding. People know. I mean, look at Liz Cheney. I mean, the biggest loss in 100 years. That's what she experienced. The biggest loss in 100 years. They know it's coming unwound, so these people have to become more and more tyrannical. You know, Dave, and they're using all the systems that we absolutely depend on. Water. They're using it against people. They're going to actually use this water crisis to their benefit. And I'm not saying for sure that they're using weather wars to do this. I know they can do weather wars, and you know, this would pit state against state, because I know so much of the water in the West comes from other places. And you know, imagine one state saying, "We're not going to give you any of our water anymore, and we're going to close our border to water exports." I mean, you could have a very, very caustic situation develop very quickly. But water is being used against people right now. It's being used against livestock, because now cows, chickens, pigs, you know, might not get the water they need, which I was just reading one report. Beef might go up to, standard beef might go up to $50 a pound. This is why we prepare, Dave. This is how the elite prepare. They buy now, knowing inflation's going to come. So I buy $10 million or $20 million, or that's pocket change. Let's make it big, $100 million worth of a commodity, knowing that this could experience a severe inflation, 15-20% inflation in a year. So if I take $100 million. And invest it now, and then a year from now, that's gone up to $115 million. I sell it then. I have negated the effect of inflation on me. I've passed that inflation on to you. It's pretty simple math right there. I know for people who go to public school, they probably can't figure it out, but no one's, you know, just, but it's pretty simple math. You know, that they have taken and put their fake money into commodities. The commodities have gone up in price, and then when that fake money has been devalued, they sell it back at the elevated fake price money, you know, so they just negated the effects of $15 million inflation on them and pass it on to you. That's what they do. So this is why we tell people about food, especially meats right now. If you can invest a lot in this, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, even $10,000 in food, and I don't think $10,000 is, if you have it, is a big investment, because that food next year is going to be worth $20,000, or if it's available at all, because the Great Reset, you know, the digital currency, it's all being unfurled in front of us. So and you know, so as this happens, the best capital gain that you can experience right now, and as of right now, you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it. Let me be made very clear about it, because I don't want to get in trouble with the IRS. If I buy $1,000 worth of food now and it goes to $2,000 next year, now if I sold that, I would, for $2,000, I would have to pay $1,000 capital gains tax. If I eat it, then I have done the exact same thing the wealthy do. I have negated the effects of inflation on my money. It's pretty simple. I mean, and so this is what I'm saying. Dave, you know, let's just fall under the thing. You know, you could eat bugs. Remember that? Well, I'm just saying, I'm on Amazon right now. And, you know, you can buy cricket bites. Whole roasted crickets, okay? And the nice thing about it is, Dave, I want to know what flavor you want, okay? Because I'm going to send you some, because it says I should gift them to others. It says that right on the package. Do you want the buffalo wing sauce crickets, or do you want the cheesy ranch crickets, or the hickory smoked bacon crickets? I mean, and if you go and type in cricket powder, it is ubiquitous. It's everywhere now. And you're seeing it show up in products, like, you know, corn chips and potato chips and cheese puffs. Cricket powder is now showing up, just like aborted fetal tissue was showing up, because, you know, they want to desensitize you to eating bugs, and they wanted to desensitize you to eating people. And that sounds horribly conspiratorial, except if you just remember the New York Times, one of those New York papers that, you know, had that article on, you know, it's not always wrong to eat dad when he dies. You know, we can recycle him, the Soylent Green. You know,
Bob, don't make fun of this. Let me tell you why. I covered this 2 years ago in Washington State, where they're doing Soylent Green, all kinds of crazy stuff. This is in practice right now.
Oh, I know. Listen to this. Made in America are flavored, roasted, and toasted crickets. I mean, I'm not making this up. Are raised here in North America for human consumption, and are mixed with our unique hickory smoked bacon, cheesy ranch, and buffalo wing sauce flavors, which are probably, you know, the crickets are the healthy choice, but I would like to see what's in those flavors. They're probably very unhealthy what they put in the flavors, mm-hmm. You know, MSG or something. I don't know. We'll see. You'd see. But, you know, in natural nutrition, crickets are a natural source of essential amino acids, omega-3s, N6s, B12s, antioxidants, and more. So it's no longer in the realm of conspiracy theory. You know, making them eat bugs, that with the video that Nicole Kidman made about eating bugs, where she was actually eating them, and you could just see these creepy, crawly things that she was eating. Dave, we have to have this broad picture right now, because if we look at it as a segmented attack, we're not going to understand as a coordinated attack, because Red Voice Media right now is reporting a very good article. I suggest people go to it. Huge 50% crop failure. Leaked documents warn of famine. Inflation skyrockets. Again, this is why by now, and you skip the effects of inflation. I mean, not you've already experienced a lot of inflation to date, but it's we're at the beginning of inflation. We've not really seen the, you know, I got my paycheck, I got to go spend it before it's worthless type of inflation. That's coming. And then the great reset will be here when that happens. The cashless replacement system, you know, that will control every aspect of your life, what they call the spyware digital currency. And that's exactly what it will be. It'll be spyware, because everything you buy, the government will have eyes on it. And so, and not only eyes on it, but according to your social credit score, whether you can even buy it or not, forget guns, forget bullets. You know, can you buy meat or do you got to buy crickets? Can you get, you know, any nicer type foods, what you would consider a gourmet type food? Or do you get the basic rule that the slave class gets? But this is what, this is a guy named Josh Sergenson, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, reports that catastrophic droughts worldwide mix with gas crisis, supply chain breakdown, and crazy climate policies, which, you know, they just, I was listening to Glenn Beck talk about what's in this $700 billion bill they just passed, and nobody read it. It's insane stuff that's in there concerning climate that just empowers the government to do whatever they want, that are adding fuel to the fire at the same time for the sake of a controlled collapse. Leaked documents out of England warn of 50% crop failure as long-term impacts of drought will lead to a total collapse of agriculture. Governments around the world are going after fertilizer at the same time. Inflation and supply chain collapse brings prices up astronomically. This is no longer in the realm of conspiracy. I mean, just look at it. Let's look at it, you know, as a total picture, not as a segmented picture, but as a get a grasp on it. You know, they said you could eat bugs. Well, bugs are being introduced into our food chain. You know, they said that they're going to go after, you know, cash. Now we're at the precipice right now of having a complete cash replacement system, a digital spyware that you will not be able to do anything, including work, unless you go along with the system.
Bob, I want to interject this because this is right on target. It is the social credit from China developed by Google. And here's what we know. And Pat Wood told this story on my show a couple years ago. He had spoken to a Chinese lady who wrote something that the CCP didn't like on the internet. And she didn't mean she was being critical of the government, but they took it that way. The men in black showed up. All these men showed up at her apartment. And she said, "I'm so sorry if I offended you. I'll never do that again. I've taken it down, blah, blah, blah." And they left without doing anything. She thought she was going to be arrested. And when she wasn't, she thought she was okay. Well, she wasn't. The next day, they sent her a letter, said, "You have a week to move out of your apartment, and you can't rent anything that's state-sponsored." So in other words, she had to live with relatives and friends. And then they took away her job, and then they took away her position at the university where she was a student, a graduate student. And they systematically shut down her life. And that's what they're going to do to us using this digital money system.
See, Dave, this is, and I'm going to read this article a little bit more. This is why we see what Jesus warned. He, as you said at the beginning of the program, we don't know the day or the hour. If anybody comes to you and says, you know, 88 reasons why Jesus is going to come back in 1988, you know, any of that malarkey, you know where they're coming from. They don't know what they're talking about. They're being heretical, in fact. But Jesus did say, you'll see these signs, you'll know the time is near. Not the day or the hour, but you know you're entering that season and time. And that's what we're seeing right here, a complete implementation of the Mark of the Beast system where you can't buy or sell. Never in the history of the world has this been available to mankind. The technology we possess gives them the ability to control everything. Dave, I was just reading an article last night. You know nine people control all the nuclear weapons in the world. Think about it. Nine people. And right now, they say six people control the United States government. It's Schumer, Pelosi, McConnell, and a few others. They control whatever happens in Washington, D.C. that it doesn't go, it doesn't happen unless they do it. And so we have this very, very small oligarchy, you know, controlling the entire world, that are just despots. They're maniacal and they're despotic. There's no way around it. No government of the people would hire 87,000 people to come at them with guns. I mean, think of that. If it's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, okay? Let's see. It's on the ballot. Hire 87,000 people to come at me with guns. Don't hire them. How do you think the people are going to vote? I mean, that's despotical. Because it would never be of the people. It's not of the people. This is an army which Tucker Carlson has stated that it's larger than the Israeli army. The IRS army is larger than the Israeli army, and it's larger than many other armies. And I forgot it was dozens of countries that the U.S. government employs more people than the entire population of like 30 countries. I mean, it's an army. They have every aspect of your life controlled, and the only thing that's keeping them from bringing that absolute tyranny to you is the fact that you still have a car with gasoline, so I can travel, freedom of travel, and that you still have privacy somewhat in your exchange in currency, so I can do it. You know, if I want to buy something from you, I can give you something and get it from them, you know, with currency. Those two things right now are the big Achilles tendons that they're going after. I was listening to Glenn Beck. He was saying he thinks within 5 years, cars are going to, automotive cars are going to, companies are going to stop selling gasoline powered.
Oh, it's already happening. Who was it? Dodge. They're stopping the Challenger and the Charger.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have a 1968 Dodge Charger. It's a wonder I didn't kill myself. 383 Magnum. That was one of my first cars I ever owned. Now the Charger's going to be, a charging instead of a charger. You'll be charging it all the time. You can't go very far with it. It takes hours to recharge it. It's there. So they're going to control people's ability to travel without doing it. If you're using public transportation, yeah, you'll be tracked. Everything about you will be known. If you get on a train, a plane, automobile, anywhere like that, that's a public transportation, you'll be photographed, time stamped, all of it. So that's the thing coming under attack. And then obviously this cashless system going digital so that you cannot have any private dealings whatsoever. None. It's all gone away. And if you think life is hard, you have no idea, because it's going to be a Stalinist, Maoist system on steroids. I mean, we have no idea the horror of this system is going to implement on people. It is going to demand absolute worship of the system, eventually the Antichrist. And if you do not do it, what happened to that Chinese lady you just mentioned is going to happen to you. And if you don't end up in a gulag, or if you don't end up as Soylent Green, which I do think is coming. I mean, they're already talking about, first of all, they already do compost people and make them fertilizer. You've seen that, Dave, haven't you? People turn them into fertilizer. The system is coming, Dave. And so, again, just on a side note, I'm just looking on the new diseases they're bringing in. The polio now is being threatened, monkeypox. And even they're now admitting that monkeypox is a sodomy disease, which does beg the question of how dogs and children are getting it. But I'm keeping it family friendly, Dave. At the same time, we see this thing coming, the absolute breakdown of all morality in the United States. And that cannot be understated enough, this absolute breakdown of all morality in the United States, family morality, marital morality, just any kind of moral, ethic that has been historic in civilization since man was created is being absolutely turned on its head. What is good is bad, what is bad is good. Like we've never seen in the history of the world. And so, Dave, we have a short window left, and I think it's very, very short, to get your food. If you live in the Southwest right now, I would be buying pretty much every bottle of water I could find. I tell people don't buy the gallon bottles. The gallon bottles, that's a biodegradable plastic, like the milk carton bottles. Those are biodegradable unless you take those and empty them into something else. The Dasani bottles, those will last quite a while. Sometimes you can even get them in bigger things, but I would be buying every bit of water I could find, because I'm telling you, water is going to be used as a weapon to coerce people, and it's going to be used as a reason that states are going to go after other states. We're going to close our water. No longer can you have water that comes out of Sierra Nevadas when it melts. You know, we're keeping that water for ourselves, and you're going to see this country torn apart. And I do have to bring it up. You know, they say if it looks like a rose, smells like a rose, has thorns, you know, it's a rose. If I look at what's going on in the United States right now and I say, you know, if it looks like God's judgment, smells like God's judgment, maybe it is God's judgment. That's what I'm thinking. And you know, I know our friend Steve Quayle has said that this is going to end with the Chinese and the Russians launching nuclear weapons against us and, you know, destroying our country completely. That will be an utter destruction. You know, even, and I want to say this, and I know that can be despairing for people to think of that, but even in utter destruction, let me just say this. I'm going to ask you a question, Dave. In the antediluvian world, was the world completely, utterly destroyed?
Well, yeah, it's. Yeah, it was. Let's put it this way: Noah was saved. Yes.
Yeah, Noah was saved because he acted on God's word.
But Bob, the one thing I want to ask you before you leave this point: what do you recommend for water storage? Let's make this clear for our audience.
Okay. Well, obviously, water is not something that you can, you know, grow. It's something you can store. I can put, you know, seeds in the ground and grow corn. I can't put, you know, droplets of water in the ground and grow gallons of water. So it's something that has to be stored. And this is why I'm telling you, if you're in an area that is being, you know, systematically, you know, the water's been systematically drained off due to drought, I would do that. I would go and buy every bit of water I could buy. Cases and cases and cases of it. I wouldn't buy, you know, all at one time, because like if you go to Walmart and buy 1,000 cases of water, it's gonna pop up on somebody's radar. But, you know, and if you can pay for it with cash, while you still can, I buy it with cash. But I would go to, you know, the 7-Eleven type stores, the gas stations type stores that have it, and just buy it and buy it and buy it. It's not that expensive. You buy a couple cases of water every time you go out and store it in your home. I would have a water filter, because I still would want to filter it. I don't like the plastic stuff in it if there's in it, and I would want to filter that out. So, but that's what I would do right now. I would also get a very good in-house water filter, and I don't want to use the word outhouse water filter, but a water filter you would use outside your house. You know, like if you find a stream or if you find a puddle of water, and that you could filter that water and make it drinkable. You know, I know you sell the Alexa Pure. We do have water filters that are made for camping, like the MSR Guardian and the Sawyer Mini filter. It's a little filter you can put in your pocket, and it takes everything out to the viruses. We have those in stock. I do suspect, and I don't suspect it, it's already happening, that there's a high demand on those products. We have a hard time getting them in. And I know with Alexa Pure, you're probably seeing some supply chain issues with that, so you need to get it now. But that's what I would do with water, because, like I said, you can't grow it. Now, if I lived on near the ocean, Dave, there are so many ways to make solar desalinators. All you have to do is create an evaporation system, and you can make fresh water out of salt water. They're not hard to make. And, you know, Lexapure and the MSR Guardian and the Sawyer, those don't deal with salt water. Katadyn, we do carry Katadyn, and they do make desalinators. They're fairly expensive, and they'll desalinate water. But even then, if they desalinate it, all it's been removed of the salts, you still need to purify it, because it could still have bacteria in it, so you'd still need the other filters. But I would learn how to desalinate water, and or buy a desalinator. That's what I would do for water, because it will be used against people. I mean, it is being used against people now. You know, China, and I think Hershey's owns major water rights, so that they own the water. And more places now are restricting rainwater collection. you know, if you collect rainwater, then you're a criminal. You can't collect rainwater. So, you know, that's, it doesn't belong to you. Even though it lands on your property, it doesn't belong to you. And by the way, you don't own your property anymore because, you know, that's part of the old system. That's what we see coming, Dave. And so, you know, people have, I think maybe a year, maybe not. Something could happen dramatic before the election that they could implement this system. You know, Russia and China are still threatening nuclear war. We still see a very, very dangerous situation politically in the United States. I remember the people that for trespassing are being held in prison, solitary confinement. You know, where's Amnesty International with these January 6 people that are being held, you know, in these inhumane conditions? Where are any of these organizations for our fellow Americans that have just been caught up into this political scam called January 6? I mean, you know, but it does reflect and show you what the government thinks about you, what they have plans for you. I mean, what the lady who's dying of cancer, you know, they put her in prison and she's dying of cancer. Good grief, Dave. Do you need anything more than that to see?
No. No, you don't. And that's the tragic thing about this whole thing. This other guy, I forget his name now, starts with a Q. He was denied cancer medication for 7 months of captivity, and now he's dying. So this is, these people will execute you for trespassing. And they're putting people in prison now who didn't even cross into the Capitol.
Yeah, they're going to put everybody in prison with this cashless system, Dave.
Yeah.
But you don't understand it. That is a prison because you no longer have one shred of privacy left. If, you know, if I want to go out and buy my wife, let's just say, a nice little negligee, oh, the government's going to know. They're going to be able to look at it. Oh, wow, look at that. Look what he's buying his wife, you know. They're going to do a Melania Trump, what they did to Melania Trump. They're going to invade her wardrobe. Then they'll be able to electronically invade your wardrobe. I mean, if a woman's buying panties or bras, oh, well, she's a 32B. Again, it's a family program, I know, but that will no longer be private. I mean, imagine that. The most intimate details about your life will no longer be private. She's buying feminine hygiene products. She's buying birth control. He's buying condoms. I mean, the most intimate aspects of a person's life will no longer be private and therefore subject to exploitation. What's the purpose of intelligence gathering? Exploitation. So they'll be subject to exploitation and whatever else they want to use it for. This is what's coming. It will be a prison. You know, this is why I have the hope of the return of Jesus Christ soon, Dave. This is exactly what the Bible spoke of. We are seeing it unfold right before our eyes. John the Revelator, St. John, who got this message, was a first century man seeing 21st century technology employed. He might not have known how to describe it exactly. I mean, no more than I could describe 42nd century technology. If I had a vision of the 42nd century, I would be lost for words. John was describing it as good as he could, but this is what he was describing. What does Alex Jones call it? The prison planet?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he calls it, prison planet. I mean, he was spot on. Now, and again, you might not like Alex Jones, you might like him, not like him, but Alex Jones is you. He's just top of the list. I mean, the top of the totem pole, and they're going to chop it down to you. But this is turning into the prison planet. And so I just can't stress enough, if you want food, you better get it. If you live in the Southwest and you want water, you better get it. If you want the ability to communicate with friends and family outside of a network system like a cell phone, you better get it. If you want to defend yourself, you know, they might not go after the guns, but we just see right now more and more reports that, you know, major shippers, you know, UPS, FedEx, people like that, are losing ammo, losing it. You know, just Mike Adams lost a bunch of food in a shipment. We see a lot of food being, you know, well, it's poisoned food, it's contaminated, it has this in it. We never hear what happens to that food. It just goes missing. Well, I mean, you know, there's an article now, again, on Red Voice Media, elites hoard food as supply chain collapses. And there's a video there. It shows all their underground caverns that they have built with our tax dollars, where they're storing just billions of dollars worth of non-perishable type foods. They probably have aquaponic gardens down there, you know, that can grow live fruits and vegetables. I'm sure they have, you know, the fish growing in the thing, so they can have their you know, their salmon or whatever they want to have. It's all being done on our tax dollars. On top of that, they're storing, you know, billions of rounds of ammunition, guns, all of that at our expense. So if they're doing it with your tax dollars, maybe what the left little bit left over you have, you should really start to consider doing this. Because, Dave, I tell you what, I've never had such a foreboding in my heart. I pray and I seek God, and you know, about then I want to have faith in Him that no matter what happens to me in this life, He's in control of it. But I do use the examples of Noah, Joseph, and Lot. Lot failed to prepare. Okay, now Lot was saved. That's Sodom and Gomorrah Lot. He was saved out of it. The angels came in and literally basically had to drag him out. He lost his wife. He was taken up into the mountains where him and his daughters, let's just say, did not have the most wholesome relationship. And that's of a man, a righteous man, who failed to heed God's warning. His life ended not in the best of circumstances. But on the other hand, the two other examples with Noah and Joseph, they heeded God's warning, and they had to do something. They just didn't sit there and say, well, I know a flood's coming, but, you know, I'm just going to trust God. I know a famine's coming, Joseph. I am just going to trust God. No, they did something. And this is what I'm just encouraging people right now to look at and to do. Take it soberly, because, again, once this digital currency is rolled out, they will have the ability at that time to say, you can't have any more milk. There's a shortage. You've already had your allotment for the week. You don't meet the social credit score to buy milk. You want to go on a vacation? You don't merit a vacation. You want to go into this school? You can't go into this school. I mean, all that's because the prison planet has been completely implemented through the digital currency. Dave, you have anything to say about that?
Well, you're exactly right. The story with the Chinese lady is symbolic of what's coming for all of us. In China, if you're living in a metropolitan area, you get fined by mail for stepping outside the crosswalk. That's how much control they have.
Yeah. I've been there, Dave. I've been to China a few times. yeah. It's a controlled society, you know. It was so controlled, Dave. I'll tell you, once when we went, my wife and I went to go eat at a restaurant one time, they would not even let it. We felt like Rosa Parks, okay? We did, because they wouldn't even let us eat. There's empty chairs while these other Chinese people were eating. They ushered us into the back, and we had to sit all by ourselves alone.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
We felt like Rosa Parks at that point, you know. We got to go to the back of the bus. But it's an unbelievably controlled society, and that's where we're headed right now. And again, the six people I mentioned earlier, Mitch McConnell, I mean, Schumer, Pelosi, they're controlling it all, and they are completely at ease with you getting to the back of the bus or even getting on the bus at all. All the while they're riding around in luxury. That's their paradigm. They're perfectly comfortable with that. And the only way to get out of that paradigm to some extent is to act now. You know, what would have happened if Noah had had all those warnings for the 120 years and had said, well, you know, I'm too busy, I've got the conspiracy theory, or whatever he wanted to say, you know, just an excuse why he didn't do it. What would have happened to the nation of Egypt and to the lineage of the Messiah? Because you remember, the Messiah came out of Abraham's seed, and Abraham's family was saved by Joseph, who was his son, who'd went into Egypt long before him. Now, here's a great example. You know, there he was, Abraham. His son went through adversity, was brought into Egypt, raised up in Egypt, knew that that danger was coming, and prepared. And because he prepared, his family was saved. You know, he saw it coming before it happened. And that, I think that's a thing that we could really learn a lesson or two from, that we see it coming. We know it's coming. And perhaps God might use you as he used Joseph or Noah. Noah saved his family because he acted in faith. Joseph saved his family because he acted in faith. Lot lost his family because he didn't act in faith. You know, will you be the one that steps up to the plate and says, Lord, here I am, use me, because it's coming. I can't put it any clearer than that. Every sign, our agricultural system is breaking down, the electric grid is breaking down, obviously energy is breaking down. You know, they don't want you using petrochemical fuels. That's breaking down. Our educational system is broken down. Our family system situation has broken down. You know, for obviously, medical has become a tyrannical, broken down system. It's all happening. We see the crumbling of this age, and as we see it crumble, Dave, we need to be able to step outside of it and say, "Here I am, Lord, use me as you used Joseph, as you used Noah." Because as this system crumbles, it's going to eventually get to the point that a leader is going to come on the stage that's going to say, "I can fix it." Now, and he will temporarily fix it, very temporary. As I've mentioned before, you know, how long did Rome last? How long did Greece last? How long did Egypt last? How long did the Hittites, the Assyrians, the Persians, how long did they last? Hundreds of years, almost 1,000 years for Rome. The Antichrist Empire, you know, 3.5 years of disposal peace, 3.5 years, that's a short period of time. And then this horror is going to come on the world called the Great Tribulation. And my gosh, it's going to be, as the Bible describes it, worse than anything the world has ever seen. And unless the Lord Jesus returned, no flesh would survive. Even the people in the bunkers, you know, they're going to try to run down into those bunkers and hide from the returning Messiah, and they're going to fail miserably. You know, this Dave, this article on you know, the sequestering of disposably, you know, damaged food. There's a picture on that article, and it's down in a cavern somewhere. And I see a lot of, you know, of these hazmat stickers on boxes. It looks like a lot of 30-millimeter ammo cans in this picture. Food, but I can definitely see the hazmat stickers on the boxes. We don't know what's in there, you know, whatever. But it really is time to take this serious. Dave, I'll say this. You, me, and others that are bringing this message, that unless the Lord Jesus Christ protects our life, we do have a dot painted on us, and I know it. But I want to be faithful to my Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be faithful to him to deliver the message. It cost Jeremiah a lot. It cost Isaiah a lot. It cost Ezekiel a lot. You know, they did not like the message that those people gave. They didn't like the message that Jesus brought. But as he said, you know, my kingdom is not of this world. I seek a kingdom whose builder maketh God. We all are going to have to stand before that throne one day. And if we want to build our kingdom here, and that's where we put our hope in life, then we are going to come up short. But if you have that hope in you, and building the future kingdom, the kingdom that is coming, then you're gonna hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy God." These people are going to hear the words, "Depart from me, you wicked ones, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." But in the interim, you know, we are called to be his witnesses, his light in this world. You know, and if you're starving to death, if you don't have water to drink, if you don't have any of those things, then it's going to be hard to do that.
Okay, and I'm sorry, Bob, for being brain dead here. Might be retrograde anesthesia. What kind of water containers? I know you said not to get the gallon. Can you just get the water bottles themselves? Will they hold their life?
Yeah, you can get water bottles. We sell a product called Water Bricks. They're very, very good. It's a heavy-duty plastic thing. Water Brick, you can find them on our website. Nice thing about a Water Brick is it's 2.5 gallons, so it's portable, okay? But if you take the Water Bricks and put them in your freezer now, and the power goes out, you could take a couple of those Water Bricks out and put them in your refrigerator, and you know what you've just created for the next 3 days? An ice box. So if there's a temporary power outage, you can actually keep refrigeration going. Now, you don't want to go at midnight, open the refrigerator door, and stand there for 5 minutes deciding, you know, am I going to eat a piece of bologna or am I going to eat a piece of cheese? You know, but you create an ice box with those frozen Water Bricks. But again, you can get, for people who have the ability, you can get 55-gallon drums of water. You can get those 55-gallon drums anywhere. Fill them up now while you can still get the water. You can't move them. We do carry a product that actually, it's a dolly for 55-gallon drum, so you can move it around, because 55 gallons of water at 8 pounds a gallon is over 400 pounds. And so you're just not going to roll it around very easily, but they do make a dolly for them so you can move them. It has a pump that you can pump water out. But if you stored, you know, 300-400 gallons of water in those right now, again, it keeps you out of the panic zone. You turn that water on, you know, try to go take a shower, and a little trickle falls out, and all of a sudden it's like, where's the water? Did I not pay? I paid my bill, you know, and you realize this is not just me. My neighbors don't have any water. Nobody has any water. And you just wait to see the hysteria that breaks out. Again, this is why OPSEC's important. If I had them in my garage, I'd probably cover them with a tarp or something so people couldn't tell their water barrels. But if I opened my garage door. But, you know, having that 400 gallons of water, that's just 8 water barrels. 8 water barrels would be 400 gallons of water. That will last you a while. You just having that water available. And then again, if you can't do it that way, just getting the bottles of water, the little Dasani bottles, or they do even make bigger ones that do have a plastic that doesn't break down. Those milk jug bottles are designed to break down in about a year. So I've known a lot of people that have bought those, stored them, and then, you know, all of a sudden they go, oh, the water's leaking out of my bottles. Well, the plastic's breaking down, which means your water's leaving, but also if that plastic's breaking down, what's it leaving in the water?
Exactly.
That's why you filter it. But, Dave, I don't know what more to say. We could keep going on because this is just one of the heads of the Hydra.
You're right, and it is only one way they're attacking us. But there's something else that we need to interject here to show people how serious this is. The eating the bugs and all the things we talked about, that's a World Economic Forum creation. And the number two guy, Harari, there, Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, he said earlier in the week, and I quote, "We have too many people on the planet. We can't have this many people." He announced depopulation by default.
Yeah, I mean, why don't these people start with themselves?
Yeah, that's
if you really believe that, put a bullet in your head. Solve the problem. If you really believe that, why is it me and not you? Why do I have to die and you not? I mean, what makes you special that you think you can take my life or restrict my life, but somehow you're an elite? See, this is Luciferian pride at its absolute zenith. You know, I am better than you. Look at how beautiful I am. Look at how talented I am. This is Luciferian pride on steroids, Dave. That's why these people say this. They don't want to off themselves. They want to off you. I mean, I can't think of anything that would say Luciferian pride more than that. Nothing.
Well, it's just like Brad Pitt. Stop driving your car while he jet sets everywhere.
Well, how about, who's the female singer, the blonde... She flies her jet everywhere. Carbon.
Lady Gaga.
DiCaprio with
Lady
his big
Gaga, yeah.
Yacht that he drives around everywhere with, you know, all these beautiful girls on it. You know, putting out Al Gore with his 20,000 square foot home.
On the beach.
Oceans rising. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Bob, we got about a minute.
You get to eat bugs. You get to consume bugs.
Yeah, let them eat cake, as Marie Antoinette said. Now it's let them eat bugs.
Yeah, made out of bug flour.
There you go. Bob, we got about a little less than a minute left, so tell people about ready-made resources and what you can do for them.
Well, if they call me, I can help them out. I'll direct them into probably a pretty good plan for their specifics, family, considering their family, the age of their family, their geographic location, their financial abilities. I'll help them with that. Again, Dave, you know, I'm a big promoter of radio and a big promoter of being able to see at night. It's one of those things that is just going to be absolutely critical. I cannot stress it enough. The first time the electricity goes off and you start hearing the sirens go and all the maniacs come out at night because the electricity's down, your ability to see at night is going to be absolutely crucial. And we have night vision in stock. A lot of people go to their website, go to my and see how long you have to wait to get a pair of night vision. We have it in stock. We have thermals in stock. We can ship it out next day if you order today. If you ordered it, you know, in the morning, I get it out in the afternoon. But if you order it, you know, in the afternoon, I'll get it out the next day.
Okay, before they turn out the lights, tell us where they go to do this.
Okay. They can go to readymaderesources.com or call me at 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809.
And Bob will consult with you for free, which no one else in this business that I know of does. Bob, thanks so much for joining us in this critical update. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. God bless everybody. Stay in the Word.